Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Closer Encounters, the show where you, the listener, is also the guest. I am your host, Clarence Mitchell, coming to you live from somewhere in Minnesota. Closer Encounters is streaming live from Blog Talk Radio. We are also live on Facebook, YouTube, and Google Hangouts. All of our newest updates, check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Closer Encounters Radio. Don't forget to like, follow, and share. Would you like to be a special guest on Closer Encounters? Or do you know somebody that would like to be a special guest on Closer Encounters? Then just shoot us an email at closerencounters.info@gmail.com. That's closerencounters.info@gmail.com. Have you ever witnessed a UFO? Or seen something that you just cannot explain? Or maybe you've had your very own closer encounter. You believe in the ancient alien theory? We talk about this and much, much more. If you have a story, or maybe a question that you would like to get answered, give us a call. The number here is 347-989-1008. Again, the number 347-989-1008. Give us a call here at Closer Encounters. I'd love to talk to you. Welcome back to another episode of Closer Encounters, a show where you, the listener, is also the guest. As you know, we are also streaming live on Facebook. You can follow that, the Closer Encounters page on Facebook, if you would like to watch and join on the live stream. I also have the chat room open on Blog Talk. If you are just joining in, would like to join the chat room, by all means, please do. The number here, if you'd like to call in tonight, is 347-989-1008. I would really love for you to call in and get your input on tonight's subject, which is disclosure. Soft disclosure or more bullshit. Yeah. We're going to get into that in just a minute. I want to welcome Gail and those of you who are just joining in on the live broadcast there on Facebook. And hopefully a few more are going to be showing up here pretty soon. And so we're just going to kind of mingle here just for a bit. And I'm going to give some shout-outs here. And we're going to get into our topic tonight. And I think everybody's people are going to check it out, I hope, anyway. Listen, see what's going on. I want to shout out to Omar from Watchers Talk, and you can see watcherstalk.com. We had a good discussion that afternoon on Messenger, and different things. Excellent person to get a hold of. The man is just awesome. So if you get a chance to catch his show, please do. Join his group. Spread the word. The other one also is Leonard O'Neill with OrionRising.com. He hosts a lot of webinars. Does a lot of work there. He also has a couple of books of his own that he wrote, different things. By all means, please go check out his group and join in. Another great-minded person there. A few others here I'd like to mention. J.D. Jeffrey, which I had as a guest here not long ago on the show. He is with AsianAgenda.com. Wow, his theories and stuff are just amazing. And you really should check him out. Excellent stuff he's got going on there with the people and stuff like that over in Peru with the Nazca lines and how it all ties together with the Giza Plateau and everything. It's just an awesome thing. And like I said, I had him on our show, and by all means, please go back and check out these older shows also, and catch them and listen in on them and hear what they have to say, because these people are just totally awesome. I also want to mention Jeffrey Boyd Jr. With Independent Research Society. He's out, doing his groundwork, checking us out. And, he's been on other shows lately. Hopefully, here not too long, we'll get him back on and see what's going on with him. But join up with that group also, Independent Research Society. Nothing but the truth. I mean, that's what we're looking for. New stuff, and we're just trying to get it out there. Tons of writers and podcasters and, just a whole glom of people there. I really suggest you check that out. Neil Gar with PortalToAscension.org, another great person to check out. This guy, he's down in Texas, they're doing live broadcasts of the seminars going on there and stuff. He is in the works with all of these great people that you see on TV and different other things. He's right in the mainstream. Awesome person to talk to. We had him on the show also. His mind is just filled with all kind of great stuff. And he's just awesome. Dino Ewalt, he's on the Paranormal Into the Night. He's a host there. He does a lot with paranormal activity, ghost hunting, different things like that. If you're into that kind of thing, please check out his page and, join him. So that pretty much does it as far as that goes. A bunch of great people. Like I said, I hooked up all these guys. We all got together. There aren't a whole lot of like-minded folk out there right now doing what we do. And so I kind of like to do the shout-out and stuff, and hopefully everybody can check these people out. I have all of their pages and stuff on my Closer Encounters page if you want to check them out. And, I post their posts and share them all over the place. So by all means, go in, have a look. Nothing's in your arm saying you got to stay, but, at least give them a shot. And I, for one, I've joined up with every one of them, and, I think every one of them are awesome. So, they'll have my seal of approval. So there you go. All righty. While we're at it, I also want to mention, our Ancient Alien Theory group that, as you know, I'm also an administrator on, along with Matt Bowers and, a whole lot of us here, Rebecca and Thomas and Davis and, I can't remember everybody, Kimberly and Vet. Lately, the group has just been going crazy. More and more people are joining every day. I mean, you know, we're up in the 90,000 member range now. Posts are just coming in left and right. It's almost really hard to keep up with sometimes. It really is. But excellent job, the administration team there. Hats off to you. You guys are just awesome. Thank you very much for everything you're doing there. Keeping the trolls down, keeping the stuff out. Jamo, my friend, word out to you. He's just an awesome, awesome person to talk to. Very, very intelligent. He needs to get a book wrote on him about it. they work really hard, and I give him a thousand credit there. Okay, so a few days ago, back on the 16th, it was my birthday, and everybody sent me happy birthday wishes and stuff, and I really appreciate that heartfelt. Thank you very much for that. I don't know. I'm trying not to look forward to the next one. You know, it seems like they're getting longer and longer as we go along. But thank you all very much. Much appreciated. You guys show your support, a lot of love, and I love you all back. Like I said, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't keep going with this. But because you're there, I'm here. So that's what counts. Excellent, excellent stuff. So I see we have a few more here that jumped in. I'm not catching the names here, but I see we have a few more viewers. I want to welcome everybody that's in there. Check the chat here real quick. Nobody's there, but that's okay. But anyway, like I said, if you're just joining in and you'd like to call me on the phone or however you want to do it, the number here, of course, is 347-989-1008, and we're going to get into this here, the disclosure thing that's been going on, and I guess, well, what the hell, I'll just jump in there and start going. As a lot of you know, there has been a post going around with a certain creator following and filming a UFO, the actual footage was done, 2004, I think it was, something like that. And according to mainstream news, it's been hidden away, secret government deal, you know, that they have been doing this secret program, stuff like that. And you hear all this hype from Tom DeLonge and Stephen Greer and a whole bunch of them here, you know, in the past few months, promising the world that, you know, this disclosure thing's going to come out and we're going to get to the bottom of this and this is what's going to happen and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, it's all friggin' talk, and that's all it is as far as I'm concerned right now at this point. I'm actually getting kind of tired of hearing it, and, I want to punch through every one of them. I really do. They're just feeding people out there a bunch of BS, and people eat it up. Because looking for the answer, and I understand that part of it, I really do. But here's the problem with this, okay? Videos, especially this one that they just leaked out, you know, or had to give out, however the case may be, it really don't mean a damn thing, as far as I'm concerned. The thing is, and you really stop and consider this and think about this. We have and have had tons and tons of such videos posted throughout the decades. I mean, you've seen them all. Everybody's seen the videos. You know, it's nothing new as far as that goes. So for these guys to come out and say, yeah, well, here's this secret program, and they knew about it, and da-da-da-da-da, and all this stuff, and, you know, this is all disclosure, and, you know, they're going to come. You know what? That's not proof to me. okay? That's not proof to me. We've already seen a half a dozen, you know, thousands of these videos, hundreds of these videos. And I don't care if the Pentagon has them, and I don't care if NASA has, I don't care who has them. You know, the point is, it's nothing new. You want to disclose something? Seriously? Bring them out on the front lawn of the White House, shaking the president's hand, or making a speech at a podium, live TV. Put the special newscast across the board, da-da-da-da, coming live from Washington, D.C., you know, bang. Let's do it. Get it over with, all right? Quit this monkey farting around and all this bullshit that you guys are doing for whatever damn reason. It's just not fair to people. It really isn't. And I'm not going to fall for it. It's bullshit. Total bullshit. And if you want to dispute me, by all means, please call me, write me a note, whatever you want to do. I would love to hear your side of it. I really do. I want to know, these guys, what it is that they think that they're really giving us. They're not giving us a damn thing. Nothing. Squat. Well, you read these articles, especially from CNN, which is one of the notorious bullshitters of all time, and people eat this stuff up. And it's like, come on, you know, how can you take that as disclosure when it's coming from a source that everybody knows is bogus? You know, they lied to us so many damn times, and they've done all this playing around crap, and people now are taking it to heart. Not only that, but look at that video, and I've seen this video probably 100 times in the last 2 days. And every time you see this posting, look at the bottom, and you'll see it's from another different source of news. A lot of these news places you've never heard of before. They're brand new as of 2 days ago or 3 days ago. It's all clickbait. It's all bullshit, okay? People say, yeah, this disclosure, they're telling us that the aliens are telling. They ain't telling you shit. All they're showing you is an investigation, that they did concerning UFOs. People, we've been investigating UFOs for our lifetimes, okay? That's nothing new. Woo! Okay? That's not disclosure. Total bullshit. Yeah, I'm ranting. I'm a little upset. I'm pissed. You know, and you people, I'm sorry, you've got to stop getting into this stuff and stop believing all this crap. You got to really dig for it. You want the truth. The truth is out there. We've been handing it to you left and right every single day, day in and day out. That's the truth stuff. This stuff you're getting off the internet and off CNN, come on. Give me a break. Nothing new about this. All old. You know? It's all old. Ridiculous. Like I said, not real disclosure. You know? Screw these people, Tom DeLonge and Stephen Greer and all this bullshit talk that they've been talking about forever now. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We're going to give it to you. Yeah, you're giving it to us, all right. Bend over, because that's exactly what's going on. All right? They're setting us up. Don't do it. Don't fall into it. You want disclosure? Like I said, bring out your proof. Put it on the White House lawn, whatever. Do a televised, full live, whatever. Special report, live from wherever. That's the only proof that you're going to get that's going to mean anything. Video? You got to be kidding me. Really? I've seen better videos from back when people were doing it themselves in their backyards, for Christ's sakes. Come on, folks. You know, unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. This whole thing is just a made up crap and deal. Money commission, you know, where'd all this money come from? You know, where'd all this money go? Well, we had a secret investigation going on nobody knew about. What? Are you kidding? Secret investigation? Come on. Like I said, we've been investigating UFOs for years. We've been looking for them for years. We got SETI. We got NASA. We got all the guys. We got Hubble. You know, we got footage from the International Space Station, for Christ's sakes. You know, it's nothing new, folks. Nothing new. But everybody is just going nuts. Oh, the government's opening up. They're disclosing. They're not disclosing nothing. They're not disclosing nothing. The only thing they're disclosing is that they are doing an investigation. Period. That's the word. Investigation. They're not saying that UFOs are real. They're not saying aliens are real. They're not saying anything is real. They're doing an investigation. And they give you one piece of footage, 2004, okay? Time really doesn't mean anything. It's not that big of a deal. But the point is, they're giving a piece of footage so you bite on it, okay? And there you go. There's your disclosure between the lines, folks, okay? That's my message from me to you. The number here is 347-989-1008. Give me a call. I want to know your ideas. I want to know your thing on it. You know? By all means, please, let me know. But yeah, I'm upset. I'm pissed. You know, the work that we do, you know, to try to keep the communities on an even keel and keep the truth coming in, you know, and bringing forward the real stuff. And they want to throw these monkey wrenches out there to people and, you know, get the other ones that, you know, I call them the newbies, the newcomers that want to believe really bad. They want to be so bad that they will take anything reality. Well, there is no reality to this right now. Not with this, okay? No reality. And it's a damn shame. I say shame on you, CNN. You should lose your freaking license, and the rest of you guys, you know, that's following along with this and adding on to it and doing whatever. It's stupidity, total stupidity. And, you know, they're playing on these poor people that, you know. And the thing that really hits me about this is the ones that I notice now all of a sudden that are calling it disclosure and, you know, putting it out there are the ones that not long ago told you that the government is full of shit, that they lie anyway, that you can't believe nothing the government says. Well, okay, if I can't believe nothing the government says, then why should I believe this? Because why? What's the answer, you know? It's all about the money. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Like I said, we got hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of video of UFOs every single day from airplanes, from submarines, ISOs, UFOs, whatever, from military to commercial pilots to police officers to everyday people out there with their cameras taking footages. It's nothing new. Nothing new, you know? And I can't stress that enough. Sure, yeah, Omar says, this is not disclosure. This is strings attached to a puppet. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And don't let them play you, people. Not let them play, because that's exactly what they're hoping for. And for whatever reason, you know, it's like bringing in the messes, you know, doing whatever. I can't wait to see what their next punch is going to be. It's just totally ridiculous. It really is. Like I said, I'm pretty pissed. I'm upset. You've seen the postings in Ancient Aliens in different places. You've seen my comment. I use the same comment on every post. I made two different comments. And if you don't get what I'm telling you, I feel sorry for you. Okay, I really do. But yeah, there's nothing. It's not a disclosure. All this is, and all they are saying, is they did an investigation. That's all it was, an investigation. It had nothing to do with saying anything was wrong. Regardless of what video you see, regardless of what documents you see, regardless of anything else, it was an investigation. And they had to show where all this money went to. And how much was it? $22 dollars. $22 million. So you're going to tell me that they spent $22 million on an investigation over the course of 10 years, okay? And all they give us is one piece of footage that I could get off the internet any damn time of the day or night? Seriously? Totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, prove me wrong. By all means, call me. Prove me wrong. You know, what do you got to do? I want to hear from you. I want to hear these people tell me how this is disclosure. You know, give me the proof. Give me the thing, okay? And I'll back you. If you can prove it, I'll back you. Not a problem. But that's not what it is. Total bullshit. And people don't read between the lines. They don't read the lines, you know? And that's the whole thing. So you got to wake up, and you got to do this. And like I said, I'm sorry if I piss a lot of people off and whatever, but that's what I do. This is my job. I try to keep it as real as possible. And when I see something like this come out, it pisses me off because I don't want them ruining the people that I'm trying to help, you know. And it's just, it does nothing but slap you in the face. Totally ridiculous. And I'm not going to stand for it. So I'll do these broadcasts, and I'll come on the radio, and I'll put it out there, you know, and I'll shout to the rooftops if I have whatever, just to get people to wake up a little bit, you know, shake you up, get you moving. Sad deal, very sad deal. So I'm telling you, don't fall for it, people. Don't fall into it. This whole thing is just bogus. It has been from the very beginning. Where they go next, I don't know. I'm waiting to see what the next deal is going to be. But, you know, and like Gail says, yeah, somebody's making money. You're damn right somebody's making money. Yeah, a lot of it. Absolutely. You know, the real disclosure is the fact that they're hiding more stuff than what we really know. I mean, that's the whole disclosure part, you know. And it's just, it's a shame how they work it. It really is. You know, if we wanted, you know, if they really wanted to disclose things, you know, they could have done it years and years ago. Years and years ago, they could have disclosed it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They never will do it. You know, what it's going to take, and I've said this many, many times, is when all these old farts, these old school people get out of office, they die off, retire, get ousted out, whatever, and the newer generation, you people, the newer people, the seekers, the truth seekers, get in office and start disclosing this stuff and do your own investigations and bringing it to us. That's the only thing that can happen. That's the only way it's going to change is when you change all these old SOBs that are in office right now, who has to hide, shuffle, and do whatever. The time has come to get rid of that crap. We need a whole new forum. A whole new forum. You know? They keep losing your voice. Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. I'm surprised it's even running. You know? How many times have we been shut down now? You know? Disappeared the whole nine yards. A disclosure. It's a wonderful thing if we could get it. But it's not happening. It's not happening now. It ain't going to ever happen. You know, like I said, the word is investigation. They did an investigation. They're not saying nothing's real. They never will say anything real. There's an anomaly. That's what they'll call it. It's an anomaly. We got video of an anomaly. We don't know what it is. We have no clue, but they're not going to call it a UFO. They're not going to call it an alien spacecraft. They're not going to call it whatever. They're not going to admit that it's a real UFO. They will not ever utter those words. It will never happen. But they can investigate what they want. Investigate. How many investigations, I'm going to ask you guys this, how many investigations do we really need? What have we had so far? Project Blue Book. You guys remember that? Big investigation that went on for how many years? And what happened there? One of their lead investigators, their lead investigator, changed his mind. Did he not change his mind? And now he was running a full-on blow investigation of his own that they were real. People tend to forget this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We've had investigation after investigation after investigation. It's all been covered up. We know this. That's nothing new. That's nothing new. I'm serious. You know, I have to laugh, and then I have to cry, and then I get pissed. Because, like I said, it's just round and round and round we go. It never freaking ends. You know? Someone keeps whooping your voice. Yeah, I'm mom. I'm on my way to my mom, Dan, or everybody, Gail, everybody that's in. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah, there's going to be glitches. Things are going to happen. I'm being censored. This is par for the course. They see my title on the show. I see keywords. I do whatever. I have to change my platforms from Internet Explorer to Chrome to Chromata or whatever, just to make things run. You know, I got to change this, change that, do this, do that. So, yeah, it's going to be glitchy. It's going to be loopy. Why? Because they don't want this to come out. They don't want me telling you exactly the bullshit, and that's all it is bullshit, really is. Give me a call here, 347-989-1008. Talk to me about it. Somebody from out there that's pushing this crap, that's listening to me right now, give me a call. I want to talk to you. I really do. Prove me wrong. While I'm at it, I got some, I do have some, some articles here. This stuff is just amazing to me. I got some articles here. I'm going to you know, and this it's just amazing. Grant Cameron, you know, come on, Grant, what are you doing? You know, I don't get it. I'm trying to help us out, but are you really? Dude, come on, step up. You know, let's knock this thing down. Let's get it over with. Let's cut to the chase. You know, some things you're at in is coming through twice. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that a bit. Kind of deal. Yeah, I mean, secret program tracked UFOs for 5 years from CNN. I mean, seriously, CNN, these are the biggest pushers of this whole deal. Every time you see a post, it's got a big CNN on it. And then somebody takes it from them, and then they share it on their thing and so on and so forth. And then people are putting their name in front of it. And one of the biggest hoaxer newscasts of all time. And people are just running with this. What does that tell you? How many times have you seen fake news on CNN, especially CNN? They are the worst people of all time. I mean, you heard of the story about the kid that cried wolf, right? How many times are you going to cry wolf before people just stop listening to you? You know what I mean? But yet, it's amazing to me how many people picked this up and ran with it. And it's not, like I said, it's all over the freaking internet. It's like, what? It's not disclosure. They did an investigation. They spent $22 million. That's the only disclosure you're getting is spent $22 million in an investigation. That's it. That's about as much as disclosure as you're going to get. Now, because they're investigating UFOs and they're investigating this and investigating that, does that mean it's real? No. Absolutely not. It doesn't mean a damn thing. What it means is looking into it. They're investigating. That's all it means. That's all it ever meant. Just like Area 51. You know, covered it up within 24 hours. It was a balloon. You know, three downed aircraft, alien bodies, the whole nine yards. Disclosure. Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. What a joke. This whole deal to begin with, nobody really knows the part of it, and I'll let you in on a little secret. It was the New York Times, not Tom DeLonge, not Stephen Greer, none of those guys. It was the New York Times, okay, that broke the story about the $22 million being missing to begin with. It was them that actually did the investigation on the government and where this $22 million went to. And you want to know something? Something that just kind of crossed my mind right now. Maybe that $22 million wasn't for a UFO investigation. Maybe that's what the government is telling the newscast that it was used for, to get them off the hook on where the money went to. Maybe there is a different thing they're doing with that $22 million. You ever think about that? They're using the UFO phenomena as their cover for the use of $22 million. Yeah, very well could be. Yeah, it means you got your $22 million. The joke is on us. Absolutely right, Gail. Absolutely right. And that's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on here. You all do me a favor, please. By all means. When we're done with this broadcast, I want you to post it, share it, throw it out there, you know, whatever. I want people to hear this. I want people to know about this. It's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. And I'm calling you guys out, Tom DeLonge and Stephen Greer and the rest of you. I'm calling every one of you. It's about damn time you quit messing with people. Give us facts. Give us real facts. Real stuff. It's coming. Yeah. I got more proof in my back pocket than you ever seen, buddy. No doubt about that. Shit. I'm living proof. I am totally living proof. Take it for what it's worth. Yeah, I'm upset. And I do apologize to my everyday viewers and listeners and stuff, you know. But this thing just upsets me to the point that, you know, what can you say? My anxiety was like through the roof. You know, it really is. To think that our mainstream newscast and our mainstream whoever is doing this to the American people. What a freaking joke. What a freaking joke. You guys all should be shut down. Every damn one of you should be shut down. I'm serious. But this is why I tell you people, and I urge you people, you know, get with your local groups, get with your ancient alien theorists, and get with your, you know, podcasts like this one, and you know, people like Omar's Walk Talk and places like that. You want the real stuff. You want You know, you want the ones that are digging in and looking for the real stuff, can give you a little bit. It may not be tons of it once it's coming. It's slow. It's little. Yes, yes, yes. But it's real. It's not made up horse shit like you see here. You know, that's the whole key. You know, we try our best, you know, to keep it as real as we can. And that's why I'm on here doing my rant tonight, because soft disclosure. Wow. Unbelievable. And for those of you that want to argue with me and say, you know, well, they had to give us something, you know, they didn't give us nothing. Like I said, they never said anywhere, any or form, that UFOs are real, or aliens are real, or we've had contact, or anything. The only thing they said was they've done an investigation into the UFO phenomenon, and it cost $22 million, period. That's all they have said. That's not disclosure. It's a cover-up with money. Always about the frickin' money. That's all it is. It's just like Gail said, the oldest trick in the book. Hey, look over there. Show the money. Yeah. Absolutely. Folks, we got people like Mr. Bigelow right now. Billionaire. Big, big billionaire. Big time UFO enthusiast, alien enthusiast. He wants to go to Mars. He wants to live on other planets. He wants to do this stuff. You know, is he in cahoots with these guys? I don't know. You know, but I know he spent a ton of money on making these things, you know, in different crafts and doing whatever. You know, this guy is busting his hump. You know, at least to me, it seems like he's, you know, trying to do this thing. God bless him for that, you know. And there's other ones out there, you know, that are following in his footsteps or trying to. You know, but it takes money, no doubt about that. It takes money. But, you know, that's how that goes. Gee whiz. Yeah. I'm pissed. I've said it 100 times already. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. What do you do with that? What are you doing? It's just so crazy. Yeah. Oh, my anxiety is just so high. Oh, my God. What can you say? But I hope you guys share that. I really do. I hope you share it. Tell people, you know, I hope something I said tonight actually makes a little bit of sense to some of you, you know, hopefully to all of you. But for you guys, the disbelievers, the whatever, you know, what can I say? You know, what can I say? I am ashamed. I am ashamed of these people. I really am. And it just irks me to no end. Totally crazy to do this. No, totally crazy. Sad. Sad, sad, sad. I want to mention, last night we had Jillian Hendricks with us live. She's a healer, light worker. Had an awesome show with her last night. I talked to her after the show, and we're going to bring her back on here in the next few days, hopefully. If not, it'll be shortly after the holidays are over. I know she's got a show coming up with Omar on the 23rd, which is let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, right? Today's Thursday. Yeah, it'd be Saturday evening. So that's going to be a show you don't want to miss. So check out Omar at Watchers Talk and join them on that. It's going to actually, he's going to have two guests. And I'm sorry, Omar, I forgot. Maybe you can post it there or write in there who the other guest is going to be. But there's going to be double guests. So it's going to be a really, really awesome show. But Jillian will be with him there. And very cool. Fantastic person. I loved her. Her daughter's cute as hell. what a kick. Loved it. Great show, though. We had a really good time. And I appreciate everybody that showed up. And if you missed it, of course, you can, you know, look at my videos there on the Closer Encounters page. And I am going to upload it tonight on YouTube. It's just been taking so long to get anything downloaded. And but it will be on YouTube also on the Closer Encounters YouTube page. Just another quick note. Also, like I said, I was talking to Omar this afternoon, and he put me in the direction of another platform to use. And the way it's looking, and it's an excellent, excellent platform. I wish I'd known about it a long time ago, but I may be giving up the radio station itself and just doing strictly live podcasts from now on, well, in the future. I'm definitely getting a website rebuilt. We're going to have a new website. And I'm going to download all our old episodes from Blog Talk Radio. So Blog Talk, if you listen to me, I don't care. I'm tired of spending my money. And we're gonna get away from these guys and their glitches and their bull crap that I have to go through every time I want to do a show. What a waste of time anymore. You know, they used to be excellent, but now everything's censored. It's censored. You have to change browser every time to a different browser just to keep up or try to log in or do whatever. It's just totally ridiculous. And it's just a pain in the ass, and it's just not worth it anymore. So I got to cut up my mind. I really hated to lose the radio end of it, but, you know, Omar did point out something that radio is kind of an old-school thing now. Everybody likes video, and I definitely have to agree. I would rather much watch a video myself and watch people live. It's much more entertaining, and it's a lot better interaction, you know, and so here, really soon, I'm going to make a big switch. We'll switch over. And we will be doing strictly live feed and a whole lot better platform. So, and I thank Omar to the bottom of my heart for that. Awesome day. And hopefully we're going to be doing a lot more stuff together. So that's pretty cool. Really cool. So, Mom says, calm down. We want you to run away. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, Mom. I know. It's just, you know, like I said, it's just the way it is. Everybody, you know, my mom's on the live feed there, Miriam Mitchell. I'd shout out to her. Oh, Mom, thanks for joining. I get a kick out of her. But, yeah, like I said, please share this. Let the world know that we know, I know, what's actually going on here. You know, the whole thing is nothing bogus. And I'm going to shut that chat off my page. Nobody's in it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Matter of fact, this whole recording probably won't even get downloaded anyway. But the live feed will, but not the other one. But that's okay. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. I think I'm just going to end here tonight. Unfortunately, I'm just, you know, but my main goal, my main reason for doing this live show tonight and the Blog Talk was to get this out there, to let people know exactly what's going on, and open up your eyes a little bit, folks. Like I said, this isn't disclosure. This is not disclosure. They never admitted to anything being real. The only thing they admitted to was spending $22 million on an investigation. Period. Period. And they give you one, possibly two videos, you know, junk. Junk. They give you junk for $22 million. Oh, I was just awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, wow. Really? That's what we spent $22 million on? Yeah. Okay. I want to thank you all for being with me tonight. And I think I'm going to close out, enjoy my cup of coffee and Mom's cookies. Thank you, Mom. I love you to death. She sends me my Christmas cookies every year, and man, I tell you, what can I say? Love them. Alrighty, folks. Have a great rest of the evening. And like I said, please share this along. Get the word out. And take heed, okay? Join Omar's Watchers Talk and the rest of the group that I mentioned. You can catch all that off on my page also. I pull everything that they bring up and whatever. News are coming. We're going to have a whole new show. We're going to do everything, you know, same stuff, but, you know, different deal all the way around. You'll see. And I'm sure you'll like it. And better things are coming. Better things are coming. So, God bless. Thank you all very much for being with me. And we're going to get through this, folks. We are. Thank you for all the loves and likes. I love you guys. You're awesome. Thank you. I want to thank you all for listening to Closer Encounters. Please remember to like, follow, and share. And until we meet again, keep your eyes to the skies. Thank you.